Hello, this is Ashley with Circus Services. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I called yesterday and talked with a young lady about my, my claim.
Yes, sir.
I go to American Home Shield, and I was talking to her about the extra expenses or whatever it is that I supposedly have to pay. And she was supposed to have somebody call me back and let me know what we had gotten worked out there.
Okay. Let me pull up your information. Can you tell me the name that's on the order?
It's Eric Page.
P-A-G-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's the phone number associated with your order?
678-988-9361.
Okay. Now, do you have an order ID? And it's fine if you don't. Okay, that's fine.
No, ma'am.
All right, let me type up what's going on. Let's see. All right, let me just put in your last name. All right, Eric Page. And is it 238 Wesley Mill Lane, Villa Rica, Georgia, 30180?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me look and see.
Okay.
And it's a plumbing from American Home Shield. All right, service day. Let's see, need to install a new 40 or 50 tall gas heater is what was said. Let me read over the notes to see if what's going on. Okay, Nikki Evans. So did you have something done on the 8th?
They came out and looked at it, and
okay.
They sent American Home Shield a quote telling me that, and then American Home Shield called me saying that they're not going to pay for the modifications, and it's like $580.
Okay, so that's what you're calling to see about? Okay, let's see what it
says. Yeah, because, I mean, like I told that young lady yesterday, I mean, if I pay at $580 in this, because I'm $600 deep in this, I said I could have just went and bought it myself, put it in, and bought the materials for what I've already got in it. You know, and I'm
yes,
like,
sir.
It doesn't make no sense to me why I even have the American Home Shield insurance to
right
take care of it. You know, I mean, I'm basically buying the water heater and, you know, paying $100 for you guys to put it in, basically. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. I understand.
So it's just frustrating.
Yeah.
And I've been without water for over a week now. And I've got my mom that lives with me. She's disabled. I ain't trying to give you a guilt trip or nothing like
right.
that.
Right. I get it. Let me see. I'm just sending a message to my supervisor to see what, if I need to, if, because usually I would tell you, you know, you need to contact the warranty company to check on that for the fees. But because I don't see any notes that were in here. Let me see what he's going to say.
They kept telling me, well, we don't pay for the modification. And I said, ma'am, I said, I don't know if you ever put in a water heater or not. I said, but I put one or two in my 40 years. And I said, you know, lines, vent tubes, you know, gas lines, stuff like that. I said, that's part of installing a water heater. I said, I had water before I called you guys. And I said, the whole reason I have you guys is so I can continue to have water and not have to pay, you know, $1,500 for somebody to come
right.
out and put it out. I'll put it in. I said, I'm not saving any money here by
having this and then having to pay that. Let me see under financial.
And having to pay that
there.
Too.
No, it's not.
I asked her, do you know how much? I said, do you know how much a water heater costs? She said, yes, sir, I do. And I said, well, how much is that, ma'am? She's like, well, I can't disclose that information. I said, what do you mean you can't? I said, it's my
right.
water heater.
That, yeah.
She said, well, I just can't do that. Well, I'll tell you what. I said, it's $540 down here at Home Depot. And I said, for the lines and the vent tube and everything, I said, it's a little under $100. And I said, you know, I think it's like $50 or $60 for expansion tank. I said, that right there adds up to what you're wanting me to pay and the $100 deductible that I've already paid. And I said, the only inconvenience that I'm getting out of this is somebody else is doing it, and I can still continue to go to work and not have to take 2 days to do it.
Right. Let's see. I'm going to try to get you deductible. Let's see. So you already paid the $100 deductible, and they told you it was $600?
It was $580.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, I think it added up.
Let's see everything.
And I was like, what are they buying, 100 yards of copper and, you know, two or three vent tubes and some and like three or four drain pans? I mean, I was like, what? Well, it's a modification. That's the reason why it is what it is. I was like, and then she goes, she says, well, sir, we're not paying for the modification. I said, ma'am, I said, I'm trying to be nice and I don't want to be ugly. I said, but I'm going to tell you this right now. I said, I'm not paying for it either. I said,
right.
Somebody's paying for it. I said, because I need water.
Yeah, I mean, I would not be, I would, let me see. Let me tell
pretty
them
livid.
I'm sure. I would be upset, too. Okay, it's
and I've just paid them thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, and I've only had to use them, and I've only had to use them twice. This is the second time. And they've done me right on my air conditioner, you know.
I'm just trying to see if there's any notes that say need to bring, has been changed, water heater, da, da, da. All right, my supervisor wants the order number. He's going to help me look into it to see if we can help you out, give you any more details. I'm still new at this system, and so it's a little difficult for me to get around. But listen.
And, I mean, I know it's not y'all's fault. I mean, y'all got a job to do. Y'all need to make the money just like everybody else does. But it's more or less it's American Home Shield's fault. They should be paying. I shouldn't have paid anything for that. You know what I'm saying?
Did it? Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Now, did somebody named Clarissa leave you a message about the charges, any charges yesterday?
Yeah, she left me a quote.
And what'd she say?
Yeah, she left me a hold on, let me pull it up. I'll tell you
okay.
What.
Okay. And is that where she said about the $600-something?
Well, if you add it all
right. Oh, okay, so she was giving it to you separate. I get it, what you're saying, yeah.
She separated it out for me. And let's see, hold on, let me find it. I'm trying to drive down the road and do this too, so don't
yeah, take your time. Yeah, be careful though.
All right, so a gas line, a gas line is $95. A cold water supply line is $165. Drain pan is $75. And then coming off the thing, switch the drain pan for $85. And then a vacuum tank for $160.
Jeez. And like when did they say? I mean, did they say like in the policy that's the reason that it's not?
Yeah, because they keep claiming that it's a modification because they can't because you guys can't get the same exact tank that's there and it's going from a stand to a drain pan. And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, okay, all right, we got to cut a couple inches out of one, add a few inches to the other ones, and put a different, you know, put a longer vent tube in there, or vent hood in there, and,
right.
You know, maybe extend the gas line a few inches and put a drain pan underneath it. I mean, I get that, you know, things have got to be changed because you can't get the same exact one. You can't just stick it back in there and it be, you know, like a plug and play. I get that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. And I don't mind paying some of it, but $580 for that right there, and I'm having to pay it, and, you know, it's like, this ain't right, you know.
Yeah, and look, I'm reading over these notes, and my supervisor's helping me. It does seem that that's how much you owe. Yeah, Brian Ross. Yeah, and he said called and made a report authorization. It says 580 gas line, $95 hot and cold, 165 pans, $75 vent, 85 expansion tank, 160, two main job, and they gave the authorization number. So let me see who you need to call to dispute it.
You know, an American Home Shield, they called me and left me a message telling me, you know, policy, it's in the policy, it's in paragraph B, line 13, and that it's a modification. And I'm like, come on, guys.
Jeez.
Really?
That's just ridiculous.
I'm like, we're going to go this far. We're going to get like this with it. I mean, if that's the case, then fine. I'll go get me a lawyer, and I'll just go over it with a lawyer.
I mean, what does it, yeah, you need to see what, like, it includes within your home warranty, because that just seems like that's what you pay for, and you have a deductible.
Exactly.
Okay, so he said you need to call the warranty company to dispute those charges to see what, you know, why. So, the American Home Shield, unfortunately.
Yeah, they gave me a number, but they left the last number off of it.
Okay, let me look it up.
I have a full number.
Okay, give me just a second. I have it. Let's see, network. American Home Shield.
I mean, you know, 100 or 200 bucks, you know, I mean, okay, that's reasonable. I'm saving some money, you know. Y'all are
right.
Making money. You know, everybody's making money and everybody's happy. But, I mean, I just see that it's just silly that I'm basically paying for everything.
Right, full price. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find that number. I'm trying to find it because, I mean, I would be very upset.
I told my wife, I said, we're in the wrong business. I said, we need to be in the,
right.
in the water heater business and the insurance business. That's what we need to be in.
Yep. Okay, what number do you have? I have 888-682-1043. Did you have that number?
I got 1-800-774-663. That's it. That's all I got. I don't have the last number.
Oh, let me see. Home Shield warranty customer service. Customer service. Okay, 776. What was it again? That you said 776 something?
It's 774.
Oh, 774.
663.
Oh, it's 4663.
Yeah, it's 774-663.
It's actually 1-800-776-4663. So they left out the 776-4663. That's the correct number.
Okay. Is there any way you can text
me
that?
Yeah, or I can transfer you to that. Let me get my phone out here.
If you transfer, well, text it to me too. That way I've got it. That way.
Yeah, let me find my.
I'll have it if you don't mind. Sorry.
No, I don't mind. No, that's fine. I just got to find what I do.
I mean, they kept telling me, well, do you want to call the technician? Do you want to call the company? I'm like, it's not their fault. It's not their place. My problem is not with them. My problem is with you, with American Home Shield.
Right.
I said, they're just doing their job.
Yeah.
I said, they're just trying to make
And
money.
we don't really know the financial stuff, so are, you know, disputed. I mean, we know what the prices of the things, but we don't know, like, what's included with your order or with your policy, you know? We don't have that information. And so you want me to get to the 988-9361 number? You want me to text it to you? Okay.
Mind.
Yeah. Give me just a second. All right.
And I told her, I said, look, I said, I'm a pretty reasonable guy. I said,
right.
You know, I understand a lot of things. I said, I'm mechanically inclined. I said, I've done water heaters myself. I said, I've done this stuff. And I said, I don't like doing it. And I said, that's the reason why I have you guys, that and to save money. I said, but apparently this is not, this ain't working out.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh. Okay, I'm going to text you this number right now, 800. Look, and you need to tell them this, and they need to work with you somehow, but I'm giving you this number right now. Do you want me to get you transferred to them? And I'm going to put a good note. Yeah, let me add a note. Let me send you this. Okay, I just sent you that phone number to American Home Shield. Now, let me add a good note so I can tell, you know, just have this. Okay.
You know, I was nice to the lady, but she kind of made me mad when she told me, she said, well, we're not paying for it, and I can't disclose that information. I thought, I'm already pretty hot. I'm already mad.
Right.
I'm trying to be respectful because I know it's not her fault, but she's not the one that makes the policies. She's not the one that makes the decisions, but, I mean, you won't get ugly with me. You know,
He shouldn't.
Ugly
she shouldn't be ugly.
I want to get ugly with anybody, especially a woman.
Right.
You know, I try to be nice and respectful and talk nice to you. You know, but I mean, if you're gonna get ugly with me, and I'm already mad because I think that this is not my fault and it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
I told my wife, I said, "Good thing I was standing in the middle of the gas station when she called me."
Oh yeah.
I already had an audience. I looked up and everybody was looking at me. They turned and looked the opposite direction. I thought, I better calm down a little bit.
Oh, American Home Shield to work. Okay, financially. All right, so I'm going to get you, but I'm putting a good note in here so we know what's going on and that was what Brian quoted, and unfortunately that's what the cost is, but maybe they'll be able to work with you somehow. I think that you just need to be persistent, unfortunately, you know, to say what's going on, you know, with them and just keep at them, and you know, hopefully they'll be able to work with you somehow. You know, I think
I
that if
so,
you keep on, you know, that they will maybe, you know, help you out. I mean, I think
I
they should, for sure,
nice.
You know, especially if you're a good customer, you've been there a long time, you pay your money, you know, it's not fair.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't seem fair to me, anyway, and I don't know how all that works, but, you know, I do understand that it's not, that's a lot
of
money.
Well, they kept saying it's not in the policy to do, you know, modifications, and I was like, ma'am, I said, what makes a water heater run? I said, what makes it operate? I said, gas and water. I said, hence the name in the first part of the machine.
Yeah.
I was like, it has to have water for it to run.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it has
to have
gas
to
heat. You know, I'm like, I was like, that's part of installing. I said, do you think if I went out here and just done it myself, do you think that I could put it all back together without putting any of that on there?
Right. It's not going to work.
It's part of
it,
you know.
When you break it down like that, and you probably could read over your policy and see, you know, where that's included, so it may work to your favor. You know, I would just look through that policy if you have it. You know, I know that's a boring read, but, you know, that's a lot of money. So I feel for you, and I'm, you know, and I put a good note in here, you know, and tried to see, you know, if we're going to work with them any way we can. And I'm going to get you transferred over to American Home Shield so you can see what they can do for you. Is there anything else I can help you with right now you can think of, or any questions that you have? I don't feel like I helped you too much.
No,
but
if you could just get them to help me out, that'd be
okay, well, I'm going to work on my end, okay? All right.
All
did
right.
you get the phone number that I text to you? I'm going to get you transferred, but I think it went through. My phone number is a 334. I'm in Alabama, so it's a 334 number.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. I'm going to get you transferred over to them and see what they can do to help you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All
very
right.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling Circa Services, and I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.